You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 100.5 FM.
Earlier this month, the U.S. labor organization AFL-CIO announced that it would be spending more than $1 million this month on television ads in five congressional districts. The ads are to show how Republicans are to blame for the lack of progress toward immigration reform in the U.S. House of Representatives. It seems, though, that both U.S. corporations and labor unions are in favor of some sort of new immigration law as proposed by the Obama administration. Missing from any discussion about immigration, however, is any question about the underlying causes of migration. Manuel Perez Rocha is an associate fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C., and he joins me on the phone from Maryland. Hello, Manuel.
Hello, James. Thank you.
Can you start by outlining what sort of immigration reform is being proposed by the Obama administration?
Well, the Obama administration is proposing immigration reform that gives citizenship to the millions of undocumented migrants that have migrated mainly from Mexico and lately more from Central America, and gives them, well, you know, all the rights that citizenship grants to any citizen that is among other than lawful rights, also benefits like health and education, things that are being constantly excluded in many states more and more. No? So this is what the Obama administration is proposing, and unfortunately the House leader Boehner is kicking the can and not tabling the discussion in the Congress yet. So we'll still see, then for many weeks to come or months to come, we'll see. We will be waiting for when this immigration reform will finally be debated in the Congress.
And what is the situation like for Mexicans that are trying, and Latin Americans in general, that are trying to cross the border into the U.S.?
Well, you know, what I want to remark is the problem with immigration is that there's always a missing ingredient here in the United States, and that is the push factors. No? Or what is it that pushes millions of Mexicans and Central Americans mainly to migrate? So I would like to point at NAFTA. Now that NAFTA will become 20 years old on January 1st, we should be really analyzing the impacts that this free trade agreement and other neoliberal policies imposed by institutions like the IMF and the World Bank, what have these policies, the trade policies and investment policies, have, how they have impacted the populations of Mexico and other Central American countries.
So what sort of effects has NAFTA had on the Mexican economy over the last 20 years?
You know, the arguments James developed prior to the signing of NAFTA focused primarily on the claim that the trade agreement would make Mexico a nation of producers and exporters, and we would elevate our standards of living to those of the United States or Canada. No? After 20 years, I can say categorically that these initial promises failed to deliver. Throughout the NAFTA years, the bulk of Mexico's manufacturing exports have come from transnational car and technology companies, mainly from the U.S. So not surprisingly, Mexico's intra-industry trade with the U.S., or its dependence to the U.S., to call it with other words, is the highest of any Latin American countries. And yet the percentage of Mexican companies that are actual exporters is vanishingly small. And imports of food into Mexico have surged. So what I want to say is that with NAFTA, tons of small and medium companies in Mexico have bankrupted because they don't participate in the exports that transnationals enjoy. And therefore, there has been massive loss of jobs in Mexico. I mean, 50% of the people in Mexico are, if not joblessness, are underemployed, no? They have very precarious jobs. And also the food factor. Before NAFTA, you know, Mexico imported 30% of the food it consumed. Today it imports more than 60%. And that means that there has been a massive displacement as well of small farmer units in Mexico, which have dramatically increased poverty in the country. I mean, the percentage of poor people in Mexico before NAFTA and after NAFTA might remain in the same 50% or so percentage, but the population has grown a lot So we have much more poor people in Mexico than before, no?
Now, in the last few years, though, I understand that there at least been a slowdown in the migration of Mexicans into the United States. How is that being explained?
Yeah, well, this I think that it is a myth that it's constantly being used, at least here in the United States, that that better conditions in Mexico have led to that. And I think this is false, because statistics, official statistics in Mexico show that poverty has increased in Mexico, that their joblessness remains worse than before NAFTA, etc., etc. No? I think the explanation is I have two explanations for, or three, for the slowdown of immigration to the United States. One is that the United States economy hasn't recovered, so the jobs that pulled Mexicans are not here anymore. So there isn't, I mean, opportunities have been really losing, particularly in California, for example. A lot of millions of migrants have moved from California to other states looking desperately for jobs. So that is one reason. The other reason is that also the conditions have become harsher for them in here. During the Obama administration, deportations to Mexico have reached record levels. I mean, Obama's government has deported more Mexicans and Central Americans than during the Bush presidency. And third, the migrants or people that need to migrate are really fearful of doing so, because the situation of violence and terror in Mexico, you know, the occupation of so many of the territory of Mexico by criminal gangs, sometimes with the complicity of the immigration authorities, make it really hard for migrants to, from Central American and Mexican migrants, to cross through Mexican territory. So this is why I think migration has slowed down.
And I understand the proposed immigration reforms include an increase in the militarization of the border, or...
Oh, yes. Already Obama has had to compromise and with the Republicans and dedicate a huge chunk allocate a huge chunk of money to strengthen the border wall, the wall that divides Mexico and the United States. I think the figure is superior to $2 billion to strengthen the wall and increase militarization along the border.
What with the 20th anniversary of NAFTA coming up, what do you think the immigration situation might look like for the future? Is there any sort of hope without major change, or?
I don't think so. I think Obama's policy on economic policy, international economic policy, remains the same. The same print version of previous administrations. I think the governments of Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. will be displaying huge optimism about NAFTA. They will be saying how much NAFTA has increased trade and investment, and they will alliterate other figures, no, the real social conditions. I think that Mexico is very, very difficult to see any changes in trade policy between the countries. The governments remain both. Well, the three of them, Harper, Obama, and Peña Nieto, remain, I would say, stubbornly attached to the script of neoliberal trade agenda. No?
What do you think would need to change in order to be able to work out a more equitable or fair immigration policy? Does NAFTA have to go?
Well, NAFTA needs to be radically reformed. Mm-hmm. And this is what President Obama promised before he became, during his campaign. He said explicitly that he would reform NAFTA and CAFTA and make these agreements work for workers in the three countries, because NAFTA hasn't been beneficial either in the United States. About 700,000 jobs, it is demonstrated that 700,000 jobs have been directly destroyed by NAFTA in this country, in the United States. So what needs to be done is reform the principle of NAFTA that allows corporations, manufacturing corporations mainly, to move their production to where they find cheaper labor, you know, and to start creating jobs again in real jobs, jobs that offer benefits, and in the United States, and in the case of Mexico, Mexico has to grow an internal market, a real internal market, because its whole total dependency to exporting to the U.S. is what has dislocated so many jobs in Mexico. So in terms of migration, if we want to slow down the rate, I mean, it has slowed down because of the reasons I've said, but if we want to make them slow down permanently, we have to change these factors that have the Mexican economy the real Mexican economy so depressed.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time and speaking with us today, Manuel.
Well, thank you. No, thank you, James.
I've been speaking with Manuel Perez Rocha. He is an associate fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies, where he helps to coordinate the Networking for Justice on Global Investment project. And you can find out more by going to ips-dc.org.